A decade from now, yesterday will be seen as a major event in the evolution of the provincial economy and the environment with the launch of the first commercial-scale carbon capture system in the country. Carbon capture and storage, or CCS, get used to that acronym, it's going to grow in familiarity, is the next stage of greenhouse emission management. After the Kyoto Accord failed and then Copenhagen cratered when the cap-and-trade system proved unworkable, Saskatchewan embraced the next new idea, CCS, and we've been pioneering the use of carbon dioxide as a catalyst for enhanced oil recovery for years now, pioneering a system that has energy producers pulling carbon out of the ground in the form of oil and putting it back into the ground as CO2. Big oil and governments, including the U.S., have funded the research and development in this province, but we learned the problem was, ironically, a shortage of carbon dioxide. Well, now Canada has its first CO2 source, Boundary Dam. And just as we pioneered grain breeding, air seeders, and uranium mines, we're now at the leading edge of making environmental improvement a commercial endeavor. I'm Paul Martin.